coast to coast on the World Wide Web. This is Trot Radio on standardbredcanada.ca. Greetings, fellow jugheads. Norm Borg back with you on this May edition of Trot Radio as we welcome Carla Robin. She's a relatively new face to the Canadian harness racing industry, but she's the new executive director of Harness Racing BC. Carla, welcome to Trot Radio.
Well, thank you, Norm.
Tell us about what made you want to take on a job as challenging as being the executive director of Harness Racing BC.
Well, that's a good question. Norm, I've always been involved in the horse industry since the 1980s, and I love taking on a challenge and making sure that we can make things better for the horses and the horsemen. And when I was approached about this job, I thought, you know, this is something where I can use all the experience I have from the past to make a difference and try to, let's say, revitalize the industry out here, because it really needs it and it's got huge potential.
What is your background with horses and horse racing?
Well, nothing in horse racing except that I used to buy thoroughbreds off the track at Hastings years ago before we all started importing warm bloods from Europe for show jumping. But my background was basically I had a farm. I built a first-class A-circuit show stable for the hunters and jumper industry out here in Langley. I bred Welsh ponies for many years. And like I said, did a lot of importing of horses from Europe for my daughters. They both rode at the national and international levels of hunters and show jumping for Canada. I've been involved in the Economic Development Commission in Langley, and I helped write the horse industry strategy. So, you know, that and also putting on performances of the musical ride and getting funding for major equestrian facilities out here in BC, it's been a real passion for me involved in the horse industry.
Well, you certainly do have the right background for it, and it's good to have a set of eyes that isn't necessarily deep into harness racing at this point, but certainly, you know, that outside set of eyes now becoming inside can certainly help.
You know, it does, Norm, because I can ask what I think are kind of maybe naive questions, but I can learn a lot from everybody, and I've been learning a lot from all the different players in the industry, you know, the trainers, the owners, the breeders, everybody involved. And I think when you come in with that fresh set of eyes and you can ask things right from the ground up, they're not anything that I take for granted, whereas some of them, that information for them, they might take it for granted because they know their process, and that process might not necessarily be a really good one anymore for them. So it is good to have that fresh set of eyes. I wish I wasn't such inexperienced in the racing industry, but I can pick it up pretty quick.
Well, it sounds like you have already. You're one of a group of individuals featured in Trot's May State of the Industry issue. And in that interview, you mentioned how this industry needs to be seen as one that can be a career choice. Why is that so important?
Because it is an actual career choice. You know, these are people, I look up the horsemen, and they're all, let's just say they could be farmers. They are small business entrepreneurs. So that is a very, they have businesses. They're in the business of horses. And the way I see that is that this is how you're making your living. And you're affecting a huge, broad spectrum of the economy, not just agriculture. You've got economics, you've got tourism, you've got people who are contributing to the local business economy in the communities that they're in. And it really needs to be looked at from that perspective more so, I think, as a real legitimate career choice. Look at how many kids are out there that are really kind of sick and tired of the computer thing. And there are those out there. They feel a bit lost. And to me, you know, a future as an athlete in a sport, being around the animals, et cetera, you can start right from the groom, you know, as a groom and go right up. And it really is a legitimate career. I think we need to promote that more, and we've done a pretty poor job of doing it in the past.
Now, is this of importance, of even greater importance to you regionally in BC or Western Canada?
Oh, I think Western Canada. I think it's a huge, it's hugely important, not just BC, but I would think in Alberta too. You look at the amount of horses that are out here, and people who, you know, do it for pleasure, but there are also other disciplines that make their living off of the horse industry. You know, you've got the hunters, the jumpers, eventing, all the different Western disciplines, etc. It is a big business.
What's your main objective as executive director of HRBC?
to get back more race dates. That is a big one, Norm, because I look at the plans and what's happened to basically constrict everybody down to this 6 months of racing. And I'm really concerned about the horsemen and their income and their jobs. And, of course, you know what happens to the horses, too. But I think that the real issue is getting back more race dates.
How is that going to work? You've got a partner in Great Canadian Gaming that is very watchful of the bottom line. Any progress on that front with your partner at Great Canadian Gaming?
You know, that's something that has been worked on, as far as I can see, in the last couple of years. And a lot of, as you know, basically strife and infighting about it, etc. They're not that cooperative on it at all, but they're going to have to change their mind.
I like that.
Well, that's the way it's going to be.
Now, last year, former executive director Jackson Woodup discussed racing at different venues like Soyuz. Is that something under consideration?
You know, it is, Norm. There, we have a committee that's actually working on that, and they have been actually in discussions the last few weeks with the Soyuz about having, let's just call it, you know, some little exhibition races and that up there. Of course, purse money is a big issue, getting approval from GPEV, et cetera. But to me, I think what we need to do is concentrate on our mainstay, and our mainstay is here at Fraser Downs, and we really need to push for the future right here.
Now, in that Trot magazine interview, you were asked to envision a perfect world scenario for racing in 20 years. Now, in order to get there, where does racing in BC need to be in 5 years to get to where you'd like to see it in 2035?
Boy, you know, that's a tough question, because for me, as you know, I don't have that whole industry background in racing, but I think what we need to do is you have to do it right from the grassroots level. You have to promote the horse. We've got that as a huge, huge drawing card in any sport. Everybody loves the thrill of the horses. So we need to make more use of the horse. We need to do it in such a way that we encourage the betting along with it and the support, and go back to, you know, how much the community actually benefits from horse racing itself. We need to promote the drivers and the trainers as major athletes, and the horses too, because the horses in standardbred industry, they're around for a lot longer than the average thoroughbred is. So these, you can follow their careers, you can do all of that, you can really get people involved in it and encourage, you know, families and organizations to become involved and support the horses and buy horses too.
Well, your work's cut out for you, and you seem to have a plan in mind. Let's wish you all the best and hope that those plans will come to fruition.
Oh, thank you, Norm. Yes, it's going to take, you know, a huge team of people to get it done, working very strategically to put these sort of goals in place and have timelines for them. But I think it's something that can be done.
Best of luck.
Thank you very much, Norm.